Haywire.
The ABC gives regional youth a voice. Meg Berry is 18 and comes from Valencia Creek in East Gippsland in Victoria. The tragic path of her friend gives her lots to think about in her own life.
I don't remember when I first met Casey, grade 2 or 3 I think. I do remember that I thought she was a boy for about the first 2 weeks. Her bright, carrot-red hair was cropped short. She had freckles all over her nose. At recess, she played football with the boys, and although she was tiny in stature, her courage and sporting ability allowed her to hold her own against the boys. Casey was obviously a girl to be reckoned with. I was glad and relieved I was her friend. I would ask her about things I thought I needed to know. She knew everything, and she would tell me about her weekend and life in general. When Casey was in Year 9, her life seemed to be unhappy. To be honest, Casey looked pretty damn miserable. Her parents had separated, the family had been dismantled, she was angry and confused. Her family had seemed so perfect. Everything that had been in place was now crushed and in disarray. Time rolled on, and Casey's weekend stories became more and more outrageous. Then one Monday morning, she calmly told me she had lost her virginity. I was shocked at her casual mentioning of it, like she had lost a book or something. I placed my hand on her shoulder, still with no words. She gritted her face and quietly told me with no tears how on Saturday night, drinking at a party, she had been held down by 2 boys while a third had had sex with her. She used the word sex, not rape. I never found the words to comfort her. They just never came to me. I could offer no advice. I didn't know any. I was just a green kid. One Monday morning, she announced to me she was pregnant. She seemed happy about it. I caught a glimpse of the old Casey sparkle. She'd planned it was going to be great, she told me. I didn't have much to say. I dug deep. Congratulations, I said, but Casey caught the shocked tone in my voice. I felt uncomfortably inadequate. During the next year, I saw Casey briefly wandering the streets with the baby. She didn't look all that great, and each time I saw her, she seemed to be worse. It was not a good look. Dirty, torn clothing, unwashed hair. She would see me and scream out to me across the road. She had become very loud, and sometimes I had difficulty understanding what she was on about. Her friends were a bit scary and would look me up and down. This made me feel uncomfortable around her. It was around this time that new rumours about Casey started to circulate. She's on drugs, she's had the baby taken off her, and she's fighting at parties. I can't remember how I heard. Maybe Mum told me. Casey had been found in a coma in a toilet block in Dandenong, with a needle in her arm. Life support kept her alive until her family could be with her to say goodbye. I could not find anything to say. It didn't matter, because I had a whole lot to think about instead.